Good morning, Wyn.
Good morning. You are well?
My back is sore, but the hermit said I could get up. Good morning, Bree. Is Bree well? He's lying down.
I wish you'd talk to him. There's something wrong, but I can't get a word out of him.
Let's go see. Mm. Good morning, Bree. How are you this morning? The hermit says that Shasta probably got to King Lun in time. So it looks as if all our troubles are over. Narnia at last. Hey, Bree?
I shall never see Narnia.
Oh,
never see Narnia?
I shall go back to Calormen.
What? Back to slavery?
No, slavery is all I'm fit for. How can I ever show my face among the free horses of Narnia?
Oh, dear.
I, who left a mare and a girl and a boy to be eaten by lions while I galloped as fast as I could to save my own wretched skin.
We all ran as hard as we could.
Yes. Shasta didn't. At least he ran in the right direction. He ran back. And that is what shames me most of all. I, who called myself a warhorse and boasted of 100 fights to be beaten by a little human boy, a child, a mere foal who had never held a sword nor had any good nurture or example in his life.
I know. I felt just the same. Shasta was marvellous. Just as bad as you, Bree. I've been snubbing him and looking down on him ever since we met. And now he turns out to be the best of us all. But I think it would be better to stay and say we're sorry than to go back to Calormen.
It's all very well for you. You haven't disgraced yourself.
Oh.
But I've lost everything.
Have you, my friend?
Yes.
My good horse, you've lost nothing but your self-conceit. No, no, friend. Don't put back your ears and shake your mane at me. If you're really so humbled as you sounded a minute ago, you must learn to listen to sense. You're not quite the great horse you'd come to think from living among poor dumb horses. Of course, you were braver and cleverer than them. You could hardly help being that. It doesn't follow that you'll be anyone very special in Narnia. But as long as you know you're nobody special, you'll be a very decent sort of horse, on the whole, and taking one thing with another. And now, if you and my other four-footed friend will come round to the kitchen door, we'll see about some mash.